The death toll in the Abruzzo quake has reached 207, making it Italy's most deadly earthquake in over 30 years. Emer McCarthy has a report on the latest news.
Two aftershocks rocked central Italy Tuesday, one registering 4.7 on the Richter scale, striking fresh fear into the hearts of an estimated 17,000 people left homeless by Monday's earthquake as they combed the wreckage of the destroyed houses in the central Abruzzo province.
Ci sono seri rischi per la vita di chi sta.
The tremor struck only hours before Italian Premier Silvio Berlusconi flew for a second time to the heart of the disaster zone, the provincial capital of L'Aquila. Speaking from Rescue Command headquarters, he underlined that the next 48 hours are critical if rescuers are to reach any survivors still trapped beneath the rubble alive. Efforts have redoubled around the student home in central L'Aquila that has become a symbol of the devastation of the 6.3 magnitude quake. On Monday night, a 24-year-old woman was plucked to safety from the debris of the four-story building by a special alpine rescue squad. Four other students remain trapped beneath. Onna, a medieval hilltop town, has also become a sad symbol of this disaster. Italy's killer quake crushed 40 of the town's 300 people to death as they slept. Those who survived witnessed their homes razed to dust. This is where the Vatican's own fire brigade and gendarme corps have decided to concentrate their efforts in bringing some relief to a devastated population. Commander of the Vatican gendarme corps, Domenico Gianni, describes how the very night the disaster struck, they immediately sought permission from Pope Benedict XVI to offer their services as a visible sign of Vatican City State's solidarity with the people of Abruzzo.
Attualmente stiamo facendo lavori di bonifica e di verifica statica.
Commander of the fire brigade, Engineer De Angelis, was immediately dispatched and, speaking from Ona, tells of how they are checking the stability of buildings that withstood the quake and helping people recover what they can from the ruins of those that didn't.
40 corpi.
Condolences and the offer of aid has poured in from around the world as images relay the seriousness of the disaster, even from China's quake victims in Sichuan province. Meanwhile, in the Apennines, shocked survivors have gathered in massive refugee camps, hurriedly built on the outskirts of L'Aquila, waiting to see if and when they will ever be able to go home, while Italy's public officials field questions over why even modern so-called quake-proof buildings collapsed in on their sleeping inhabitants like card houses. I'm Emer McCarthy.
Meanwhile, the United Nations World Health Organization is celebrating World Health Day today, focusing on the design of health facilities and training of staff in preparation for natural disasters. The communication officer for the WHO's Health Action and Crises Organization, Paul Garwood, says that the emergency rescue procedures used in Italy is exactly what the WHO is pushing for on this World Health Day.
The earthquake in Italy really underscores the importance of this World Health Day 2009 theme of saving lives, making hospitals safe in emergencies. It's so important to ensure that health facilities are built, designed and located safely and soundly, and that all kinds of safety measures are taken before you even build the facility. So that involves making sure that you place hospitals in locations where they're not at risk of flood or of being affected by an earthquake. But secondly, and what we've seen take place in Italy is a great example of this. There's the need to be a system set in place for emergency response. We've seen thousands of emergency staff respond to the earthquake in Italy and respond in a very fast, coordinated fashion. And that's exactly what the WHO is advising countries should adopt. They need measures to be in place so when disaster happens, there are systems that can be activated to provide healthcare, to save people's lives, to get them evacuated, to get life-saving treatment provided as quickly as possible.